Now on Radio Wakeham, we're actually out and about in what feels like a second home because we're in the Ambassador's Theatre, but we're very, very proud and pleased to be joined by director of the theatre, Mr. JJ Ormond.
Hi, JJ.
Hello.
Hello. And we're sitting in a very, very posh looking room. Tell us about where we are now.
So we're in the Ambassador's Lounge. So that is a private lounge that our audiences can upgrade to have an experience in. There's dedicated table service. There's a dedicated toilet. You can leave your things in here so you don't need a cloakroom. It's open at the interval. So it's a really nice kind of private space for up to 28 people, but you can book individually or in groups into it. You can do that when you book your tickets.
Okay, so it just really adds to the experience, I suppose, of coming to the theatre.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're really keen to invest in at the minute, is making it more of an experience, really uplifting the experience of coming to the theatre. So it's not just arrive and go to your seat. We want people to have an amazing time while they're in the building with us.
And you can certainly do that. I mean, in Woking, you know, you go to the theatre, you get your theatre tickets, but, you know, you can make an evening of it. You know, there's restaurants you have sort of on site, and nearby there's so many places to go. So you can have a meal and have a show and just make it a really memorable experience.
Yeah, we've got Pizza Al Teatro here on site, so that's a really beautiful sourdough pizza restaurant that we have. Again, we can have about 28 people, so people do have to book early to get that. We've introduced cocktails in all of our bars, so you can have a really lovely margarita or an espresso martini if you want, and that's in the cinema as well.
We've tried a few of those, actually, courtesy of Pressmax. They are very they are very good. But actually, you've been doing a whole piece of work and a very extensive piece of work for generally upgrading the experience and upgrading the whole building.
Yeah, a lot of work's been going on, and you've just finished refurnishing the theatres. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so in the auditorium, in the stalls, we've replaced all of the seats and all of the carpet. So it's all brand new in there. As you walk in at the minute, you can really smell that new carpet smell when you go in there. The seats are really beautiful, comfortable. We worked with a company called Race Furniture to design those seats and make them really a like-for-like replacement, so the audiences still have what they expect, but it's new and comfortable. The old seats were 30 years old. They were still really comfortable in lots of places, but actually they looked a bit baggy and saggy. So they've all been replaced there. In the Royal Circle, we've also replaced all of the seats there. And the next phase of the project, which probably won't be for a year or two, will be to then replace the seats in the Upper Circle.
Yeah, so lots of work going on to enhance the experience. And yeah, 30 years this theatre's been opened, and yeah, those seats are going to take a bit of a wear and tear, but I guess they've got a story to tell, all the people who have sat on those seats over the last three decades.
Yeah, I mean, if you think that's maybe 325 shows a year, a 1,300 seat auditorium, it's, I can't remember the number, but it's in the millions of people that have sat on those seats.
Wow. And I feel, you know, as a Woking resident myself and Matt living in Woking, it's just so nice to have this right on our doorstep. It kind of makes theatre accessible for more people, having it, you know, you don't have to go to London to see a good show.
Nope, right on your doorstep. There's things, you know, Mousetrap was here recently, and you could go into London to see that if you wanted to, but lots of people have never been to see it. It's been there for decades, and actually people come out to see it here on their doorstep because it's easier than going to London. The ticket prices are slightly different for a better seat in the auditorium. I think the other thing I should mention about the upgrades to the building is we've also had the seats in the Rhoda McGaugh Theatre reupholstered. Yeah. So some of those really needed a bit of attention. So we've just done that, and there's another phase to finish those off.
So we talk about, you know, the main New Victoria Theatre where all the amazing shows happen. But yeah, as well as that, you have the Rhoda McGaugh. So tell me a bit about the Rhoda McGaugh.
So the Rhoda McGaugh Theatre is a 230 seat auditorium. It has a mixed programme of professional work, young people's work, amateur work, community work. And actually, that theatre was here before anything else, and everything else was built around it. So it's a really important community asset.
Yes, I think this actual site used to be a swimming pool at one point, for those that remember Woking back in the day, many, many years ago.
And actually now you've also got work going on with the theatre school, Italia Conte, that are in here and are using the Rhoda McGaugh as their main base and teaching space. So we're getting a lot more arts and theatre generally in the community and in Woking.
Yeah, if you're in the town centre these days, you'll really notice a change in the vibrancy of the town centre, the number of people in the town centre. because Italia Conti have moved in and all of their students are embracing our town centre, using all of our local facilities. Yes, they use the Rode Magor every term. They have their end of term shows. This year, they'll be doing their graduation ceremony in the new Victoria Theatre. So they're using both of those performance spaces as part of their curriculum. It's amazing to have them.
Absolutely, yeah, really. Yeah, I mean, that's what I like about what you do. You know, you're working with the community and involving, you know, the community at the heart of everything you do.
Yeah, I think for me, my team here and people that know me well will know that I say quite often, it's not just about tickets and gin and tonics. It's about our connection from the building with people and place, because theatres, particularly for town centres, drive thousands of people into the town centre every time we have an amazing show. So our function in the local economy and local community is massive.
Yeah, and you do work with community groups. I gather you have the Halo Project and other groups sort of coming in using space here as well for their sessions.
Yeah, that's right. I really welcome any groups that want to come and use the space. If you think about theatres, during the day, they're empty. We don't have audiences. We don't have shows. Our front of house spaces are empty. So if I can use those to help service the community and actually deliver some kind of benefit, because we're not using those spaces, I would love to. So I also welcome anyone to write in to me, jjolmond@theambassadors.com, if they have or work with a community group that might benefit from using those spaces during the day. I absolutely welcome it.
And actually, I think people are starting to recognise the venues as a package now. They are recognising not just the ambassadors, but I'm hearing a lot more about the Rode Magor and the great shows you've got coming up there, which I know we'll talk about briefly, and the cinema as well. The cinema is busier than I think it's ever been, and it's got some great things in it. There's about five or six films I'd like to see. I've just got to find the time.
And a big refurb as well recently for the Nova Cinema.
Yeah, so the Nova Cinema had a massive refurb just over 2 years ago. So it's really stunning, really beautiful, amazing auditoriums, a luxury screen 7. So you can have leather reclining seats in there, and we show the full programme in screen 7. Another thing to talk about is we looked at wheelchair positions in the screens, and in screens 1 to 6, they're at the front. But for people that have a preference of not sitting at the front, in screen 7, there are wheelchair positions at the rear. So we make sure that we show all of the films that we show in the other screens in screen 7, and the pricing of screen 7 matches for people that have access requirements, matches the other screens. So there's no financial penalty. So I think that's a really important thing that people don't actually know about the cinema. The films are great. We're about to show Eurovision, which is nearly sold out for people coming to see Eurovision there, the final. So, you know, we're really trying to make sure that the cinema's delivering more than just the blockbusters. And again, like I'm saying, for the rest of the facility, that it's connecting to communities and things that people want and like to do.
Accessibility is so important. I mean, you know, making spaces for wheelchairs and people with additional needs. And you have a sort of dedicated service to help people that might need a bit of extra support when they come to the theatre and the cinema, don't you?
Yeah, ATG as a group, that's Ambassadors Theatre Group, have a national access scheme. So anyone that has any kind of additional needs to be able to attend the theatre or the cinema can go to the pages on our website, atgtickets.com, and see all of our access information. So absolutely, we try to support as much as we can. Technology's moving on and some technology's becoming obsolete. So sometimes there's a mismatch of how we can provide a service, but we're absolutely trying to make sure that we can support any additional needs we can.
And I can personally vouch for that, and so can people I know that have been trying out the services. So you're making steps in the right direction very, very fast compared to what it probably was when I first moved to Woking, or the Woking area, about 10 years ago. So
yeah, I really hope, you know, for me, I'm a new leader. Well, I've been here for a year now, but as a new leader, I'm really trying to push how we develop the things we've been talking about today: access, community, guest experience, comfort, all of those things that perhaps we haven't driven as hard before. Now's the time to start pushing those forward and make sure that audiences feel welcome and loved when they come into our building. They're choosing to spend an evening with us. They don't have to. They've spent their hard-earned money buying a ticket to come for a good night out, and it's our job to make sure that that happens in the best way possible.
And you mentioned you've been here for a year. So what's your background? What were you doing before you were here?
Oh, my background's a very long answer. So I'll try and be short with it. So in the very beginning, I worked in a small youth theatre in Plymouth, Devon, which is my hometown. and I helped run the junior youth theatre. And the lady that ran that said to me, have you ever thought about going to drama school? And I hadn't at that point. And she said, I think you should go to drama school. I think you should train as a director. And I said, well, I can't afford that. The lady was called Frances May. I can't afford to do that. And she wrote me a check for £1,000 there and then and said, I will support you. Here's some money to get you on your journey. I then didn't do that immediately. I did a business degree in Plymouth. And then I went to drama school. I also got a place at medical school, but chose not to follow that career path. Then I started working in theatres. I worked for a theatre group called Off West End Theatres. I was the chief executive, joint chief executive of a theatre called Park Theatre, which is a brand new theatre in London. And then I ran theatres and a museum and an art gallery and community centres in Tunbridge Wells for the local government. And then I moved here to ATG, and my first venue for ATG was in York for a short period of time. And then I moved here to Woking.
That isn't a very impressive CV.
Yeah, I've missed out big gaps of, you know, I've directed concerts for amazing people. I've directed concerts for Dionne Warwick, Eartha Kitt. I've worked with Lynn Redgrave. Some amazing stuff that I've done through my time.
I remember being one of the first people to interview you just after you'd arrived, actually. So I guess my question to you is, how has the last year been?
It's been hectic, I think. It's been a whirlwind of craziness, excitement. I think it's been really hard work. For me, all of those things I said just now about access, comfort, experience, all of those things, it is a mountain to climb to get us to the place where I want us to be, where I absolutely know we're being the best that we can possibly be. So it's a hard push to get me and the rest of the team and all of us up to the top of that mountain so we can see that beautiful view of amazingness. And I think we're probably a quarter of the way up that mountain now. So it's been really hard work for everybody in the building. Adjusting to a new leader is also really challenging for people. So we're on that journey, we're progressing it. It's been really hard work, but an absolute joy.
So what do you think the future will hold if we sort of look forward to the next year, next couple of years, next 5 years? Where would you like to be?
So I think what I would like is even more people coming into the cinema, even more people knowing about the cinema, events that sit alongside the cinema program. So if you're coming to see a James Bond film, maybe we have an evening where you can come in a tuxedo and get a martini. So it's much more of an experience, much more fun than just coming to see a film, because you can do that at home. You can sit on your sofa, you can put Netflix on, you can do your microwave popcorn, and you can be in your pajamas. But ultimately, there has to be something more about coming to the cinema. Some of those films are made to be seen in a cinema. So there's some work to do about making the cinema experience
an event, and rather than
making it an event, making it vibrant, enjoyable. In the theatre, what I want to do is look at how we invest in creative learning, how we invest in some more of our education work, so that we can really start to think about how do we engage with young people in our community? How do we expose careers in the arts in our community? How do we say, you might work in a bar, but did you know you can work in a bar in a theatre, which is a different type of atmosphere? That's going to get a lot harder for me because Woking Borough Council have just cut my funding by 73%. Wow. So that's a massive cut for us, and we really need to think about how we develop those offers I was planning on offering, because the reduction in funding means some of that's not as easy for me to reach for. So that's really difficult.
So lots of challenges. But I mean, talking of challenges, COVID, a big challenge for, you know, the whole industry. I mean, do you think you've sort of recovered the numbers back to pre-pandemic levels, do you think?
I don't think we're back to pre-pandemic levels yet. I think we've been really lucky in the last year because a lot of the shows that had been cancelled were put back on again. Yeah. So we had lots more programme in the year. This next year, I think, is slightly more of a struggle in terms of numbers because some of the older demographic and some of the more vulnerable demographics, they are still finding some challenges to being comfortable to come out. You can still see it as you walk around our communities. Yeah. People still have masks on. People are still using hand sanitizers in lots of different places or are carrying their own hand sanitizers. So there's still some nervousness, but definitely the vast majority of people have got back onto going on holidays, getting on aeroplanes, coming to the theatre, doing outdoor events. So I think there's a little way to go, but we're nearly there.
And if we're talking about the future, the programme that's coming up is quite impressive. I mean, it's quite a long programme as well. I don't know how much you want to talk about now, but there's quite a lot coming up.
I think I'll talk about the near future, because I'm sure you'll come back and talk to me about the long future. You're always welcome. You're always welcome. So, you know, if we look forward in May, so this month, We've got an amazing West End transfer. So at the Ambassador's Theatre in the West End at the moment is the Wagatha Christie trial. So you may remember that's about the Vardy v Rooney trial that happened. I've seen it. It's hilarious. It's a courtroom drama using the transcripts of the real event. And actually, I laughed all the way through it. So I would describe it as like a comedy drama, but it's really good fun. So that transfers here at the end of May for only 3 performances. So you need to book in quick for that. After that, in the Rhoda Magore, I said I wanted to make sure we talk about the Rhoda Magore. We've got Buffy. So a Buffy show based on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So that's a really cool show worth seeing. And then we have a really beautiful, for the half-term period, a really beautiful show directed by a friend of mine, Kate Gollidge, called Pigs Might Fly. So that's going to be a really nice show for young people.
And if we want to find out more about those shows and what else is happening here, how do we do that?
Go onto Google, put ATG tickets into Google, and you will find our website. Look up each of our venues on the website. So the New Victoria Theatre, the Rhoda Magore, or the Nova Cinema, and all of the information will be there on that website.
Brilliant. Something for everyone then, yeah?
Absolutely, something for everyone. Live entertainment, cinema entertainment, all here in one place at the Ambassador's Complex in Woking.
A great night out and a great venue where you will be made to feel very welcome.
Thank you, JJ. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thanks very much.